EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
In a box.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
You're staying. This isn't a democracy anymore.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn, and the infamous MJ will be joining us sometime later. Man, the trouble I have had in the last month has been outrageously unreal. So started off a month ago with a really bad storm in the area that knocked out power and internet, and the power was put back up in 2 hours. We did not get internet service until 6 days later, and even then it was questionable because it took my dad's business partner, who works with the local internet provider, to tell a technician that there was a repair ticket needing to be addressed. So if he hadn't have intervened, who knows when we would have gotten internet back, if at all, because the technicians are lazy fuckers. And then the next week, I was sick. I was sick a whole weekend, and I had to take an extra day off the Monday after that. And then the next week after that, I've just been going through a really bad depression, just been staying at home, staying in my room, just not wanting to do anything. Because my new job, I've been there 4 months, and it's sucking my will to live. So I've been dealing with a lot of crap, just trying to survive work, get a paycheck, and live my life. So I will start doing better. At least I'll try. And I did find some interesting stories to tell on the horror side. So that's what's been going on, why I haven't been available. And anyway, that'll change. Or, yeah, it'll change. So anyway, enough of my blubbering. Let's get to some music. It's EMZT Radio.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good. That is good.
Surely it. Now it's time to say it.
One of my favorite things to do is check out the film detective. And, you know, the film detective goes all over the place, especially with his movies. He goes everywhere. He's been a fixture in the entertainment industry since 1999, and he's definitely wrapped up. He's definitely got a lot of great stuff on there. You can go over to thefilmdetective.com, and especially you horror fans, you want to do that this month because he has some amazing classic horror going on right there, which it all kicks off October 1st, Phantom of the Opera. And he's got them all. Supernatural Sundays, Murder Mondays, Creature Feature Tuesdays, Not So Scary Wednesday, Thriller Thursday, Frightful Friday, and Slasher Saturday. It's a $3.99 a month deal over at thefilmdetective.tv or $34.99 annually. So go ahead and go check that out. There's some great movies coming this month. Night of the Living Dead, Dementia 13, The Bat, Little Shop of Horrors, Voodoo Black Exorcist, and The Terror. And they're all going to be in HD. Definitely worth at least getting it for this month and at least putting out the $3.99. You know what? It's actually very much worth getting the $34.99 annually. So check it out, thefilmdetective.tv.
You're listening to AMZT Radio with Bane and MJ.
Now, how about a real-life horror story? WorldNewsDailyReport.com. FBI seizes over 3,000 penises during raid at morgue employee's home. I don't know how you could make this up. I don't think this is made up at all. Not from World News Daily Report. FBI made an astonishing discovery this morning while executing a search warrant at the residence of a Houston mortician. 3,178 embalmed human penises. The FBI suspected 54-year-old Dave Murray, an employee of the Harris County Morgue, of being implicated in an organ trafficking network. Investigating several reports of missing organs and body parts, dozens of agents raided his residence, hoping to find evidence of his involvement in the crimes. What they found on the site was a lot more disturbing than what they expected, as FBI spokesman Andy Ramirez described the scene in an interview with WNTV4. Quote, "There were shelves everywhere filled with hundreds of glass jars. Each of them contained a penis floating in formalin," end quote. According to Agent Ramirez, the accused rapidly confessed everything as soon as he was arrested. Quote, "He explained in great detail how he had been cutting off dead men's genital organs and collecting them for more than 10 years, end quote. It took the FBI more than 7 hours to gather all the organs and other pieces of evidence that were found on the site. A total of 53 criminal charges have already been filed against Mr. Murray, and hundreds more could be filed over the next few days." An anonymous FBI source told WNTV4 that the number of charges could reach over 3,000. Dave Murray will remain in custody for the moment as a psychiatric evaluation has been ordered to determine if he's fit to stand trial. If he's considered fit, he should appear in court in October for the beginning of the procedures. And the picture of this guy looks like somebody who would do such a thing. And there are quite a few several horror movies of some deformed, mentally incapacitated people. You know, horror movies. I love how horror movies take real life situations and tell us a story about it. Oh man, that's just messed up. This is EMZT Radio.
Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like festival season's just here, and that means it's time to take a look at what's going on around the horror world. Of course, you know, October being that month. Friday, October 20th, 2017, it is the Nightmares Film Festival. It will open its Freaky Friday programming block at the Gateway Film Center in Columbus, Ohio, with a blood breakfast. I love how they did that breakfast. B-R-E-A-K-F-E-A-S-T. Morning matinee, the bloody breakfast, will include free coffee and donuts, followed by a morning matinee of the Buckeye State premieres for Romeo's Distress, Chlorine, and The Dollmaker. Now, there are, free coffee and donuts will be on the first-come, first-served basis. This will be at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they warn you not to eat jelly donuts because they may or may not contain real human blood. If you do find blood in your jelly donut, please contact your local donut shop and support them by buying more donuts before contacting the authorities, and go see the doctor or physician immediately about acute vampirus. The Nightmares Film Festival 2017 has just recently been called the Con of Horror, and it will take place October 19th through the 22nd at the Gateway Film Center in Columbus, Ohio. So that's a look at one of them. Another one we got here, the Dead of Night Film Festival, also taking place October 20th and the 21st. This one in the UK. Pretty cool artwork there. If you get a chance to check it out, go have a look at it. And schedule right now looks like this. The doors open at 6:30. It'll be followed by Safe Place, Demon Runner, Night of Something Strange, and then at 9 o'clock it's Followers, Curve, and Who's Watching Over, and of course everybody's out by 11. On Saturday, they open the doors at 10:30. At 11, it is The Stream, Your Date Is Here, Circus of the Dead, and at 1, it is Burying the Mother-in-Law, the Officer, and Borley Rectory. At 3:15 is Night of the Deranged, The Summoner, Sequence Break. At 5, it's Dolly Deadly, The Corpse Series, Cannibal, and Carpet Fitters. At 7, it's The Quacky Slasher, Death Metal, and The Barn. Everything wraps up about 9 o'clock with More Blood, Crestwick, and Dead Shack. Check that one out if you're in the United Kingdom. And, of course, there is more information over at facebook.com/deadofnightff. Or go to spookysouthport.com. So this one is in Southport, UK. Of course, we're going to have more all throughout October right here on EMZT.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web, Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
From Advocate.com, TV's women-helmed horror series may help prove they're the best fright directors. Women directors have long been behind some of the most thoughtful genre-bending horror films, and now a team is working on Black Rose Anthology, a one-hour TV horror series for CW that will be written and directed entirely by women. The anthology series arrives at the CW courtesy of Drew Barrymore and Nancy Juvenin's Flower Films and co-showrunner of Scream TV series Jill Bloatvogel will pen the pilot episode, according to Deadline. The horror film, replete with final girls, sexually frustrated killers, and sexually transgressive female victims, as laid out by Carol J. Clover in Men, Women, and Chainsaws, Gender in the Modern Horror Film, is rife with recognizable tropes that have in recent years been manipulated in fascinating feminist ways in female-helmed horror flicks, including Jennifer Kent's The Babadook, Liliana Amirpour's A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, Julia Ducournau, Raw. The television horror landscapes have been dominated by male creators and directors for years, with shows like Ryan Murphy's annual campy bloodbath, American Horror Story, The Vampire Diaries, True Blood, Hannibal, The Walking Dead, and Penny Dreadful. But Black Rose Anthology will allow women free rein to play with the tenets of the genre in ever-fascinating ways. The series will investigate themes of guilt, jealousy, repression, paranoia, insanity, survival, and sexual obsession through a distinctly feminine lens, according to Deadline. Here's hoping Barrymore, Juvonen, and Blotvogel enlist a few of the directors behind these 10 horror film classics. I shot Andy Warhol, Helmer Mary Herron, with a script from Outrider actress Guinevere Turner, tackled Brett Easton Ellis's distinctly misogynistic source material to fascinating results. Christian Bale, Reese Witherspoon, Chloe Sevigny, and Turner star in American Psycho. The Babadook, from Jennifer Kent, about a mother struggling to raise her son after her husband's death, with the added pressure of a monster from one of his books now haunting them, now on an LGBT bent. Apparently, the monster known as the Babadook has emerged as queer and an icon. Raw. French director Julia Ducournau's topical film tackles bloodlust when a young woman, purported to be a vegetarian, eats raw meat for the first time to terrifying effects. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. A revenge film for the ages. Liliana Amirpour's brilliant movie features a skateboarding female vampire who offs men who disrespect women. Near Dark. Oscar winner Kathryn Bigelow has had a long, storied career, and not many remember that she directed this vampire flick about a young man forced to leave his home and family and hang with a traveling band of vampires after a particularly fetching vampire turns him. Office Killer. Acclaimed photographer Cindy Sherman's dark comedy about a mousy copy editor, Carol Kane, who goes on a killing spree following layoffs at her workplace, is a masterful cautionary tale for all employers. Jennifer's Body. Girl Fight director Karen Kusama and Juno writer Diablo Cody delivered this teen mean girl vampire movie hybrid that stars Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried. Not everyone was thrilled by the recognizable tropes like girl-on-girl makeout sessions for shock value, but that was the director and writer's point. And guys loved it. Ravenous. Director Antonia Bird took on vampirism and cannibalism against the backdrop of the Mexican-American War in this period film, with a bevy of male stars including Guy Pearce, Robert Carlyle, Jeremy Davies, and David Arquette. Carrie, 2013. While a remake of Brian De Palma's classic horror flick based on Stephen King novel really wasn't necessary, Boys Don't Cry director Kimberly Pierce gave the film a millennial-era spin with Chloe Grace Moretz filling Sissy Spacek's blood-soaked prom dress and Julianne Moore as her Bible-quoting puritanical mother. Slumber Party Massacre. Amy Holden Jones directed this fairly straightforward schlock slasher flick about a girl's high school basketball team sleepover gone horrifyingly awry from a script by famous lesbian author Rita Mae Brown. And this is EMZT Radio.
Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man! We'll be right back.
And now it's an update of our indie crowdfunding project friends. Dead Air. Jeff Harmer posted September 27th. Wow, what a shoot that was. 6 very long days aboard the Boeing plane at Black Hanger Studios shooting our fun film. The shoot went really well, with very few hiccups. We are really pleased with the outcome and can't wait to show you. Next steps. We are now moving into post-production phase, which will require us to edit the film, shoot any pickups, shoot our external model shots, add any VFX, grade the film, record the music, create the sound effects, do the audio mix, and finally layer it all together. So still so much more to do, but we're well on our way. Our first crowdfunder was just enough to cover us shooting the film. We are soon to kick off one last crowdfunder to get all of our post-production completed. We'll update you again when this kicks off, which will have all new perks, and we may even share with you some footage. Make sure you keep up to date on our Twitter feed and Facebook page, which are filling up with lots of behind-the-scenes photographs. Oh, isn't that nice? And that's from Jeff Harmer from Dead Air. Hopefully we can get him back on to talk about the film, which you will see EMZT Radio logo on it somewhere. Our friend Scott Lias from Echoes of the Past posted October 1st, UK premiere. Hey guys, with our world premiere exactly a week away, I'm beyond excited to announce that Echoes of the Past will be having its UK premiere at the Unrestricted View Horror Film Festival in London at the end of October. As many of you know, we screened at the same fest last year with Silently Within Your Shadow, so it's a huge honor to return. Full schedule will be released this week, so keep those eyes peeled for our screening date. I'll, of course, be attending the screening and would love to see you there supporting the film. Congratulations all, Scott. And this one is not a crowd fundraiser. This is from Rob Martin, who has completed a novel called The Doll Keeper. It's in paperback on Amazon. There'll be a link in the show notes. And I believe this story was inspired by his autistic daughter. It sounds like a really cute tale. After her autistic daughter chases a butterfly over the mountainside, young Annika exiles herself to a wilderness of guilt and shame. But when it returns a year later, the butterfly draws her from her solitude and into the shadows of her past. There she meets the doll keeper, the mysterious guardian of a nursery deep beneath the earth, where the children are beginning to gather their crayons and color in the void. 80% of the profits earned from the sales of this book will be donated to Easter Seals charity. And that's very nice. I like that. You can find it on Amazon called The Doll Keeper by Rob Martin. And like I said, we'll leave a link in the show notes. And that is all I have for our indie project crowd fundraiser friends. And this is EMZT Radio.
When you're afraid of everything that's out there, you quit going out there. Which is what happened to me before Zombieland. Friday night, third straight week indoors, World of Warcraft, Leaning Tower of Pizza Boxes, Code Red Mountain Dew, Pride, nowhere, Dignity, long gone, Virginity, totally justifiable to speculate on.
Smooth.
My whole life, all I'd ever wanted was to find a girl and fall in love, bring her home to meet the folks. Then again, since my folks are a couple of paranoid shut-ins like me, maybe this girl could bring me home to her folks, and then I'd finally be a member of a cool, functional family.
This is Lucan Wolf, and you're tuned in to the delightful darkness of EMZT Radio.
Right now on Amazon Prime, a horror comedy you might want to check out. It's called The First Date. It is a brand new horror comedy anthology. It's been released on Amazon Prime and Amazon Instant Video. The 80-minute film synopsis says, tired of the dating world, a hopeful woman decides to give it one last try with a charming stranger who owns his own theater and a collection of very strange short films. That's created by the September Brothers, which is Michael Bettino and Golden Groves. in New York. The first date is features traditional horror, eerie locations, paranormal scares, science fiction, thriller, and plenty of B-movie comedies. You might want to go ahead and check this one out from Real Nightmare Films.
EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. For you, the listeners of EMZT Radio Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. That's audibletrial.com/EMZT.
We were true, but I guess it couldn't last, 'cause you just stepped on a piece of filthy county trash. And I know it's not your fault, and you probably won't be the last, but it's time for me to hit the road and get to my next show.
Hey now, baby, hey now,
you just took out the trash.
Just released on Shudder, Missions. In this cosmically creepy Shudder original series, a space crew lands on Mars only to find an astronaut who died in 1967. Get sucked into a Twilight Zone-esque tale told among the stars. Mother, from master filmmaker Bong Joon-ho, The Host, comes the Hitchcockian story of a mother trying to clear her son of murder. The Sacrament. A documentary crew probes a reclusive commune in this startling thriller. Director Ty West brings his skill for terror into broad daylight. K countdown to Halloween, watch these favorites: Hellraiser, Dario Argento's Demons, Noroi the Curse, Deathgasm, Shudder TV. Tune in each week for a new, never-ending stream of heart-pounding thrills. Discover this week's 10 unpleasant surprises. Shudder can be found on Apple TV, Apple App, Android App, Roku, Chromecast, Fire TV, Xbox, and VRV, and Shudder.com. And it's always Halloween on Shudder. Screambox Spotlights Halloween Haunt Roundup. Everything you need this Halloween. With Halloween right around the corner, check out these cool businesses in our horror community. Atmos FX Digital Decorations. Atmos FX produces digital decorations that can be displayed on a TV or projected onto walls and windows for a terrifying, entertaining effect. They even have specially designed material that makes it look like wraiths are floating in midair or bursting into our dimension from another world. With options for all ages, from big frights to singing ghosts, the Atmos FX website features their digital decorations as well as projectors, media players, projection material, and 3D FX forms. With these guys, you'll have the coolest house on Halloween. Creepy Crate, the ultimate Halloween box. It's almost October and the lineup's Creepy Crate is bigger than ever. This bi-monthly subscription is packing up the ultimate Halloween box worth more than $75. Get some hints about this ghoulish mystery box at the lineup's website. Then place your order at the Creepy Crate store and your box will ship on October 15th. Use promo code SCREAMBOX for $5 off your subscription. New Homicidal Homemaker Chopping Mall Orange Julius. Check out the latest episode of The Homicidal Homemaker, inspired by some of Casey's favorite 80s horror flicks that featured shopping mall scenes. Commando, Night of the Comet, and of course, Chopping Mall. Make this delicious recipe for yourself if you love it, which you will. Be sure to support everyone's favorite horror cooking show. And Screambox can be found on the Apple App Store, Google Play, Amazon, Chromecast, Roku, Xbox, and Samsung Smart TV. And Screambox.com.
This is Colin Chaos of Sugar Plum Suicide and Alucard's Demise, and you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Just released on Shudder, Missions. In this cosmically creepy Shudder original series, a space crew lands on Mars only to find an astronaut who died in 1967. Get sucked into a Twilight Zone-esque tale told among the stars. Mother, from master filmmaker Bong Joon-ho, the host, comes the Hitchcockian story of a mother trying to clear her son of murder. The Sacrament, a documentary crew probes a reclusive commune in this startling thriller. Director Ty West brings his skill for terror into broad daylight. Countdown to Halloween, watch these favorites: Hellraiser, Dario Argento's Demons, Noroi the Curse, Deathgasm, Shudder TV. Tune in each week for a new, never-ending stream of heart-pounding thrills. Discover this week's 10 unpleasant surprises. Shudder can be found on Apple TV, Apple App, Android App, Roku, Chromecast, Fire TV, Xbox, and VRV, and Shudder.com. And it's always Halloween on Shudder. Screambox Spotlights Halloween Haunt Roundup. Everything you need this Halloween. With Halloween right around the corner, check out these cool businesses in our horror community. Atmos FX Digital Decorations. Atmos FX produces digital decorations that can be displayed on a TV or projected onto walls and windows for a terrifying, entertaining effect. They even have specially designed material that makes it look like wraiths are floating in midair or bursting into our dimension from another world. With options for all ages, from big frights to singing ghosts, The Atmos FX website features their digital decorations as well as projectors, media players, projection material, and 3D FX forms. With these guys, you'll have the coolest house on Halloween. Creepy Crate, the ultimate Halloween box. It's almost October and the lineup's Creepy Crate is bigger than ever. This bi-monthly subscription is packing up the ultimate Halloween box worth more than $75. Get some hints about this ghoulish mystery box at the lineup's website. Then place your order at the Creepy Crate store and your box will ship on October 15th. Use promo code SCREAMBOX for $5 off your subscription. New Homicidal Homemaker Chopping Mall Orange Julius. Check out the latest episode of The Homicidal Homemaker, inspired by some of Casey's favorite 80s horror flicks that featured shopping mall scenes, Commando, Night of the Comet, and of course, Chopping Mall. Make this delicious recipe for yourself if you love it, which you will. Be sure to support everyone's favorite horror cooking show. And Screambox can be found on the Apple App Store, Google Play, Amazon, Chromecast, Roku, Xbox, and Samsung Smart TV. And Screambox.com.
That's going to wrap things up for a late edition of EMZT Radio. Again, sorry for the lateness of the podcast, but I was a little under the weather earlier this week and couldn't finish the editing and my segments on time. So anyways, check it out. Go ahead, head over to the t-shirt shop right now. Pick you up a t-shirt. We got some new designs coming soon. We got a whole bunch of new stuff coming there pretty soon. We're still working on Patreon. We're still working on EMZT Productions. We have some big announcements coming soon on that as far as what we're going to do on Twitch. And you can now follow us on Twitch at EMZT Productions. It's EMZT Productions on Twitch. We have changed the name. Other than that, everybody, have fun. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, whatever else you got. You can definitely check those links out in the show notes. Anyways, until next week, we'll see you later. Thank you.
don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Red rum, red.